Troy Matlock Jr. here today. If you're just tuning in, the show today is about market declines. And, you know, I remember back in the days, March 2020, I did a show. If you want to go to any of your podcast type things, you can find it. It's show 51. And show 51 was very similar to what I'm going to be doing today. And that was the March 2020 show 51 on my podcast, Roy Matlock Jr. Money and Business Hour. We'll talk to you about what we said would happen back in March of 2020 and what actually occurred, very much in line with what always happens. And that is those people who took advantage of a downside and continued to invest are happy today. Those that held on are happy. Those that sold are unhappy. So one of the keys when you start looking at our what we're talking about today is market downturns happen frequently. They don't last forever. So what we want to do is just manage through those market downturns. You have an emergency fund as part of your plan, so therefore you're not selling things into a down market. You know, I had a client call me just recently, and he said, hey, I've got cash right now that I could fund my daughter's college this semester. Would it be better than cashing in with the market down a little bit? I said, yeah, I would do that. All right. I would be more inclined to do a student loan than I would to pull out a market that's up 10 or 15%, depending on what it is. And so you start looking, you say, well, we never sell on the down. We only think about buying, but we never sell. It's very simple. It's common sense. People say buy low, sell high. Yet in the investing business, it's the most interesting thing. It's the only product I know that people want to buy when it's going up and they want to sell when it goes down. Makes no sense to me, because I sit here and I say, wow, I just want to be in a position to have a little bit of cash, all right, when the market goes down, and have the ability to be buying on a regular basis when the market goes down. So I get excited when things like this happen. I get on the phone and I talk to my clients and I'm like, if you have extra cash, this might be the one chance you get about every 6 years to go buy in and really do well and get a little bump, okay, in your investment account. So what we do, we have a plan. The plan is long-term. We have our FIN number. We consistently invest. We diversify. When we diversify, we dollar cost average on a monthly basis. That means we just keep putting it in monthly. And then what we do is we reallocate and we apply discipline to what we're doing, and we end up coming out. You know, I have the people tell me all the time, they say, oh, this is different. This is Ukraine. This is inflation. All right. We've got oil prices out the roof. The president. We got all these kind of things. But historically speaking, it's always the same. It never really changes that much. The key to it is that you just have to understand market declines are part of investing. How about that? Listen to this number. Every S&P 500 decline of 15% or more from 1929 through 2020 has been followed by a recovery, and the average return in the first year of the recovery after these declines was 55%. So if I were to tell you that the market's down right now 15% or more, that the average return is 55%, and it goes back every one of them since 1929, you would have to be saying to yourself, man alive, I'm so excited. The market's down. This is a great time to be investing. That's the stats. Market declines are part of investing. Here's the key. Time in the market matters, not market timing. So I'm going to give you an example. All right. Let's say that 10 years ago, 2012, you had $1,000 and you put it in the S&P 500. It would have grown to $3,790 by the end of 2021. But if you missed the best 10 days because you thought you could time it in or out or whatnot, you would end up losing 44% of the gain. How about that? If you miss the best 40 days, your $1,000 rather than being $3,790 would be worth $1,005. Now, let me give you how many days we're talking about. We're talking 2,500 trading days. And if you miss 40 of them, you take it from $3,790 down to $1,005. If you take and miss 10 days, it goes from $3,790 down to $2,108. So when you're out there timing the market, that doesn't work. Timing has never worked. I don't know anyone that times it. You know, people get lucky and then they end up giving it back. Number three, emotional investing can be hazardous. Here's what happens. People don't like losing money. So they get emotional when the market's down. They get emotional when the market's up, but the emotion is way, way higher when the account value goes down. And that's when you've got to go calm, talk to your advisor because that's part of the deal. Plan, number one. Education, number two, is the key. So the more educated you are, you're listening today to the show. The show is going to be about walking you through market declines and worries and things like that. I always tell people I'm around as a financial advisor to walk you off the cliff and keep you from making bad decisions, primarily when we have declining markets. I never have to worry about people calling me, hey, man, this really stinks. Okay, my account's up 22% this year. I wish I'd have gotten 30. I usually don't have that. What I do is I have it when people are worried and they become irrational. And some of you right now are listening right now and you're like, you know what, the market's going to go to zero. And it doesn't go to zero. It goes down and it goes up and it goes down and it goes up. And that's what markets do. You know, if we right now we're pricing our house every afternoon, I think in a lot of markets right now, the housing market slowed down, and it's worth less than it was maybe a month ago because interest rates have gone up, that kind of deal. So what you have to do is you got to have a plan. You got to have education. Part of the plan is made up of things that occur to help you make it. We want to diversify. We want to have discipline. We want to stick to the plan. And then if we have money that we can continue to invest, or if we have money on the sidelines, we dollar cost average in, we ease into it and do that. So the third area that I think is very, very important is you find a financial advisor. You know, I'll never forget, I was at doing a seminar and I had a doctor. I was doing it for a bunch of doctors, and this guy says, well, I do all my own investing. You know, I do it all. And I'm like, okay. Well, I do the same thing. You know, if I have a chest pain, I get on and I Google it. All right. And I Google chest pain and then I start treating myself. And he kind of laughed. And I said, look, doctors don't know everything. Financial advisors don't know everything. But hopefully the financial advisor you're dealing with knows about money. Right. And if you have somebody that you feel comfortable with that knows about money, guess what? That's a good thing. So then what you have is the ability to have somebody that you can turn to when it comes to your money. If you want to, if you get in a lawsuit, you would hope that you have an attorney you can turn to, and that attorney is very knowledgeable. So therefore, you can get great advice from that attorney. You know, I like to put together a team. I have obviously I'm a financial advisor. I don't need a financial advisor. I'm my own financial advisor. But, you know, the interesting thing about it is I talk to financial advisors all the time about everything. And I get a lot of ideas from other people in the industry. That's how I put my skill set together. So what I want to have is I want to have a team of people that can advise me. You know, if you want to get healthy, go find somebody that can help you get healthy. Maybe it's a personal trainer. I love to lean on people that know more about areas than me. I'm a scratch golfer, and I take golf lessons because the guy that I talk to, I think he knows way more about golf. That's what he does. And so one of the key elements to getting ahead is a financial advisor. And then lastly, we talk about products. And so today's show, we're going to continue talking about market volatility. If you need help, would like to talk to someone regarding your account, just a review to see if you're on track, visit roymatlockjr.com, or you can call my office at 615-843-2999. We'll be right back.